BBC News with Neil Nunes. The United States Senate has voted to support President Trump's military campaign against Iran. It rejected, largely along party lines, a resolution which would have required that any further hostilities be authorized by Congress. Democrats say only Congress can authorize war. But the president's supporters say he's acting within his authority. Anna Fagy is on Capitol Hill.
We saw a final vote tally that fell right across party lines. Each party had one defection, which we knew about ahead of time. What we were watching for all day today was really, would there be more Republicans who sided with the majority of Democrats and said, let's pause and talk about the action that President Trump is taking? And that didn't happen. We were waiting for a handful of moderate Republicans who sometimes do vote along with the Democrats. In the end, after a lot of teasing and a lot of conversation over the past couple of days on Capitol Hill, moderates went ahead and voted with the majority of Republicans.
Earlier, in a dramatic escalation of the conflict, the U.S. sank an Iranian warship off the coast of Sri Lanka. The U.S. Defense Secretary told reporters an American submarine torpedoed the frigate in international waters. About 140 Iranian sailors are presumed dead. The Iranian frigate is said to have been returning from an international fleet review hosted by India. Israel says it launched a new wave of strikes across the Iranian capital Tehran as night fell, saying it was targeting military infrastructure. Reports from Iran say the northwestern city of Bukhan has also been heavily bombed, with the governorate building, homes and businesses hit. Here's our security correspondent Gordon Carrera.
The US and Israel have hit targets across Iran, including leadership figures and military targets like air defense and missile launchers. They've also hit some of the security infrastructure that supports the regime. The aim is to undermine Iran's ability to fight and especially to fire missiles. Iran's response has been to launch missiles and drones across the Gulf. It says it's primarily targeting US and allied military bases and facilities in neighbouring countries, but it's also tried to strike economic targets, including refineries and hotels.
A UN agency says around 20,000 seafarers are trapped because their vessels can't get through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has declared the strait closed since hostilities began. The International Maritime Organization's head, Arsenio Dominguez, said another 15,000 people on cruise and passenger ships are also affected.
Four ships had already confirmed, reported that have been targeted. Five port facilities have been targeted. We already have a casualty, one casualty on board a ship, one casualty on a port facility. What we need is to actually find more stability in the region.
This is the World News from the BBC. Lawmakers in the United States have voted to summon the Attorney General Pam Bondi for questioning over the Jeffrey Epstein files. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee joined Democrats to vote to subpoena her. Ms. Bondi's Department of Justice has been criticized for its handling of files relating to the late sex offender. More than 200 people are now reported to have been killed in a landslide in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The government says 70 of them were children. Here's Peter Hyatt.
The Democratic Republic of Congo produces more than half the world's coltan, which is crucial for making mobile phones, computers and other electronic equipment. A large proportion of that coltan comes from the huge Rubaya mining complex in the wild and lawless east. The thousands of miners there work in desperate conditions. The complex is under the control of Rwandan-backed M23 rebels, not the government, and is an important source of revenue for them. The landslide happened on Tuesday when heavy rain caused a mine shaft to collapse. A similar incident in January also killed more than 200 people.
The U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has hailed what he called the unlimited opportunities for cooperation between Washington and Venezuela. He was speaking after meeting Venezuela's acting President Delcy Rodriguez in Caracas to discuss mining and mineral supplies. Mr. Burgum was accompanied by more than 24 mining companies whom he said were eager to start. A scientific study has warned that sea levels around the world are higher than a prevalent type of modelling has assumed. The researchers warned that this could mean millions more people could be affected by further sea level rises caused by global warming, with more land flooded. The study says actual measurements of sea levels prove to be, on average, about 30 centimetres higher than those commonly assumed in coastal hazard assessments. BBC World News.